Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. But as we will hear today with one of my favorite employees, Kathy Walker, we're way more than a dental insurance company, but we'll get to Kathy momentarily. It's hard to believe it's already October 24th and 25th. Pretty soon we'll be rolling into November, and with November becomes the road races on Thanksgiving. We'll get into that in an upcoming show, but it's hard to believe we're already, you know, rolling into November. Last weekend was very moving for me and for many, many thousands of people. On Sunday the 18th, it was the Breast Cancer Walk out of Memorial Field, and so after the opening ceremonies, which are very compelling and inspiring, the walk begins, and as you're walking up the road under the bridge on 89 and you look back and you see a sea of pink, you realize, you know, how inspiring it is. And in fact, I use the Breast Cancer Walk as a benchmark for the other organizations I'm involved with, for example, the Arthritis Foundation, because if we can get all organizations, whether it's prostate cancer, whether it's arthritis, whether it's juvenile diabetes, to get their walks and runs to be at the same level as the New Hampshire Breast Cancer Walk in Concord, that would be great. On a per capita basis, by the way, as you heard from the show last weekend, we raise more money per person at the New Hampshire Breast Cancer Walk than any of the breast cancer walks in the United States. And I hadn't realized until last week's show that New Hampshire was the genesis of all the walks across the country. New Hampshire and Massachusetts were really the first places where the breast cancer walks began, and then it spread nationally. So we were the hub of the universe once again. Just a quick update for my running friends. Last weekend as well was the Grand Estate 10 Miler, which is a race that raises money for the Boys and Girls Club. It begins and ends at the Grapponi Nursing Center. And then several of us, for example, Sean Snow and I and others, once the Grand Estate 10 Miler is done, we shower and then go over and do the breast cancer walk. So that was really, really cool. The day before was Mrs. Hope 5K in Manchester. So on the Affordable Care Act front, I think the big topic these days is whether the Cadillac tax, so-called, is going to stick around after the elections. And I think our prognostication is it will, because ultimately that's how, one of the reasons how the Affordable Care Act is being funded, besides other taxes on insurance companies and so forth. So the quote-unquote Cadillac tax is if your employer has a plan that has certain features that takes it over a benchmark, then your company is taxed, and it can be significant. And of course, Cadillac is kind of like a misnomer, because pretty basic group medical plans are considered in the ACA definition Cadillac. So it'll be interesting to see if the Republicans and Democrats can get together and redefine what Cadillac means in terms of a Cadillac benefit plan, or whether it will be repealed itself. I'm not thinking it's going to be repealed, because, again, the Affordable Care Act, of course, has to be funded, and that was contemplated, the Cadillac tax, in terms of how it would be funded. Now, I mentioned with me today is Kathy Walker. Kathy has been with me for over 20 years at Northeast Dental, Delta Dental. I started in June of 1995, and Kathy, you started a little bit before that, I remember, right?
I started in April.
April. So there, the two of us started. Northeast Delta Dental was a well-run but much, much smaller company and far less well-known. And working in partnership with Kathy over the past 2 decades, I think everybody in New Hampshire now knows who Northeast Delta Dental is. Wouldn't you say, between the Northeast Delta Dental Stadium and every road race that we sponsor and all the other events, oral health and non-oral health that we sponsor, I think it's been one of our great strategies is to get involved with the community. And I want to thank you for putting up with me in those early years when you didn't quite believe me that this was the appropriate strategy.
Thank you, Tom.
Oh, thank you. So I think I find that the listening audience always wants to know how a successful person, you know, what your career path was. So obviously you're the director of marketing external affairs at Northeast Dental Dental, pretty high visible position, which has to work with me, which could be good or bad, I suppose, but in any event. But so tell us about your career path. At one point, you owned your own agency. I think the audience is always interested in that.
Yes, Tom, thank you. I studied communications at the University of New Hampshire. I was very interested in public relations and advertising, and went on to work at the Chamber of Commerce in Portsmouth, and that's really where I started to get excited about public relations and promotion. And also I began paying attention to nonprofit organizations and how it was really important for volunteerism and to join in and use your skills by helping others. So that's how it all started.
And then you got your advanced certificate, right?
I did.
So, tell us about that, because I know that that took you away from your family and Delta here and there, but ultimately you got a very very prestigious, you know, certification. Tell us about that.
Thank you, Tom. I attended the S.I. Newhouse School at Syracuse University. It was an executive program, and this was in 2002. And I worked at Northeast Delta Dental while I was going to this program and attending. And it was an on-site, off-site, online program, and it was a full 2 years. It was communications management, which, of course, then got me really excited about philanthropy and community benefits, and that there was a huge link to grant-making and business, our business. And so that's, I appreciated the fact that Northeast Delta Dental let me go out of town several times during the course of the year, and it's really helped me in being strategic with the foundation.
And that's an example of the professional development that we empower our employees at Northeast Delta Dental to embark on, and that it definitely helps your career path. Now, what Kathy learned there is what we all now know, which is good works well communicated is a great business strategy. It's also the right thing to do. So, for example, a week or so ago on October 14th, along with a few other companies, Northeast Delta Dental received the Gold Circle School Partnership Award in partnership with Concord High School. So we received an award. And Dr. Rana Cataret, who's one of the assistant principals of Concord High, was there. So those are the types of non-oral health things that we get involved with. But one of the things we've learned, too, is everything is ultimately holistic, and you can't have good overall health without good oral health. So we look at all of our philanthropy as, you know, really related. So that was a great event and an example of good works well communicated. And a few weeks before that, we sponsored a huge ALS walk in Manchester. We had a bunch of employees that did that, and then we took them out for ice cream. It was just a really good event. So it's not only the financial part of the sponsorship, but just really you're getting engaged. Now, on the oral health front, our philanthropy really comes through our Northeast Delta Dental Foundation. So we'll have more time after the commercial break. But let's talk about the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation, Kathy, and when was it established?
The foundation was established in December 1995.
So it's almost 20 years old.
20 years this December. Yep. Our first grant was made in 1996, and it was to a school in New Hampshire, Londonderry and Derry. And how this all came about was I went to you and asked you if I could take a look at the history of where we were fundraising and funding in the communities. And so you handed me a thick file, and I went through the materials and put it all together in an Excel spreadsheet and a pie chart, and we discovered only 7% of our funding was aimed at improving oral health in the community. And you suggested that we start a foundation. And so what I said to you, Tom, was, well, how am I going to be able to afford this? And you said, well, what do I have in my account, my budget? And I said $60,000. And you said, sure, you can have that. So that's how I started the program,
right?
$60,000.
That's a good story. And, of course, we'll get into now the hundreds and thousands of dollars that have been invested in the community oral health and education oral health since 1995. But the other part of it is that I came from Delta Dental Plan of Massachusetts, and the great thing about the Delta Dental Plan system, We're all separate companies, so the buck stops in Concord, New Hampshire. We don't report into Chicago, and all the Delta plans cooperate as a federation so we can handle national business. Like, one of our biggest national customers is TD Bank, and that's because we can tap into the participating contracts of other Delta plans. But the other great thing about being in the Delta Dental system is we share information. So when I came up from Delta Dental Plan in Massachusetts, we had just down there established really one of the first foundations in the Delta Dental system. So in the Baldrige Quality Framework, we call that, and I use this term loosely, but we call that stealing good ideas shamelessly. So we took the template out from the Delta Dental Plan of Massachusetts Foundation, and we established one that was unique to New Hampshire, and it has a mission that that aligns with our dental health access, and of course there's linkage to our business, which of course is oral health. So Kathy, after the commercial break, I'd really like to get into how the process works. I'm sure we have a lot of people interested in terms of oral health and how do I get a grant and so forth. So we'll talk about that after the commercial break. You willing to stick with me this week? I know you see me Monday through Friday, but another 12 minutes, can I get you?
I can do that.
All right. I'll return after the commercial break with Kathy Walker. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And here we are, October 24th and 25th. And last weekend, we had a show that featured the Breast Cancer Walk out of Memorial Field. And that indeed was quite a success. And we had many people that actually hearing the show in the morning, either Saturday or Sunday, then actually came down to Memorial Field and registered. So that was quite an event, and an equally successful event was the Granite State 10 Mile. So thanks to all my running friends for putting that race on, and for all the participants. I always say that, you know, Northeast Delta Dental, for example, can sponsor races and events, but if people don't show up, there wouldn't be an event. So speaking of a pretty significant race, before we get back, Kathy, to the specifics on the foundation, we've been, for over a dozen years, we've been the major sponsor of the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. And putting aside the athletic part of that, it's a national race. Some years it's the U.S. National Mountain Series race. And so we have elite runners from all across the world. And the last year, we have a bunch of runners from Colorado. And we actually had the second fastest time of all time. Joseph did that. But why would, tell me the relationship between Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race and your job. And I know that we really did support Coos County from an oral health perspective, but it might be good for people, for you to connect the dots on that.
Well, almost 20 years ago, I heard from Coos County Health Center, and they had a school-based program. It was an educational program, also sealant, and fluoride rinse program, and the hygienist name was Loretta Morissette, and Loretta contacted me and asked me if she could apply to help support some of the supplies and also a portable dental chair that she could carry around from school to school, and that's how it started. So I made the trip. Sometimes we make site visits, and often a site visit really helps us understand the program. And that resulted in a grant to Coos County Health Center, and it was we have been funding Loretta's program for almost 20 years now, and it's a very small amount, but it does so much good to the schools in the area and the children. Then when we were working with Mount Washington Road Race, it was discussed that where would the funds go, and Mount Washington, they wanted to help Coos County. And I said, well, could we focus on the oral health side of things? And that's how it all started. And so the funds that we raised from Mount Washington Road Race, the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race.
Got to get the Northeast. Paying big bucks for that Northeast in front of Mount Washington there.
So I suggested that we focus on oral health. And the health center said that the need was with the adults. So most of the funding is used to help improve oral health for adults.
And you see, that's just the great thing about road racing is that the sponsorship dollars go to worthy causes. And in this case, Coos County and the Rural Health side of the organization. So we were pretty pleased with that. And you have a, did you want to read a letter, I think, from families?
I have a thank you note that I received on June 30th from Families First Health and Support Center in Portsmouth. And it's from Helen Taft. She's the executive director. And when I lived in Portsmouth, I knew Helen and worked with her on the same organization, Families First. I was a volunteer. And she wrote, "Imagine never having had health insurance and visiting the doctor's office only when something seriously occurs. Imagine when you do schedule an appointment, having to choose afterwards between putting food on the table or paying for the expensive medication prescribed to you. Imagine hearing that health insurance is more affordable now, but not knowing the first step or what your options are. Then, imagine the feeling when you learn about a place that can help you navigate confusing systems, get you the health and family support needed, and care for you regardless of your ability to pay."
Awesome. And that's, of course, one of the many examples of the types of grants that you've made. And it's, I know it's a rigorous process. Tell us how that you have a group of your colleagues, our colleagues, get together, look at all the requests, and then how you sort of prioritize it, and then we have a board, and ultimately giving a grant like that, and that's just one of many. There's others like the National Dental Connection, Manchester Health Center, of course, the Easter Seals Dental Center, and then I'd like to spend a little time as well on the Molar Express. But tell us the gut-wrenching process that you go through with your team, because there's certainly, unfortunately, you would think in this day and age, there wouldn't be such a need, but we do, in New Hampshire, we do have an underserved population. And, of course, this foundation also serves, you know, Vermont and Maine as well.
We receive approximately 65 requests a year, and I can remember when we received maybe a dozen. And this has a lot to do with more and more programs out there to improve oral health. What we do is the applicant would go online and apply, and they would go to northeastdeltadental.com and then click on philanthropy and eventually go to corporate giving. And most applicants are really familiar with applying for grants. They do this all the time with other organizations. It's pretty simple. There's information, financial information, but we're pretty relaxed about the detail of finances. It's more about what you're going to do with the funding, where's the need, and so forth.
And I say, and Kathy makes a good point, because I know a lot of organization, big companies have, you know, software programs, and they kind of make it a challenge to get through it, almost as like a gatekeeper. Whereas we want people to be able to easily navigate the software. We're just asking you to do that process so we have a record of it, so we're not double bookkeeping. Because what happened in the past, we'd get a written request and that would be typed into a spreadsheet. This way it's all coming together. But we no way intend this to be a difficult process to make it a challenge for you. And I know that can be a challenge. I having personally experienced applying for another software, it can be difficult, but this one is not difficult. It's really more or less for our record keeping. Wouldn't you say, Kathy?
Yes, I would. And folks tell us that it's quite easy to work through. We're also very friendly, where if you can call us, email us, we are there to help you walk through it if you have any problems.
Now, looking at the map of New Hampshire, we obviously have several counties, and looking at the way we have funded oral health, to improve oral health from Coas County to Hillsborough and so forth. Yeah, it looks to me like you've been able to successfully navigate and get grants out there to all parts of New Hampshire. So how did you manage to do that? Because sometimes the North Country and other parts of the state get forgotten.
The nice thing is, Tom, that you encourage us to go out in the communities and meet folks. And in this case, we participate in oral health forums, oral health coalitions, site visits, and the word gets out rather quickly that we're out there helping the community, that we do have a foundation. And so folks are quite savvy about applying for grants. They tell their best friends, and the organizations help each other out. That's another reason why we're able to cover so many counties in one year.
Great. How about you focus on two things in our remaining time, the the Mobile Express that rides around in the North Country. And I also want you to talk a little bit about the very successful Concord Dental Sealant Coalition and the results. I know Dr. Mills, Shannon, one of our colleagues, has explained how successful that's been, but maybe you can talk a little bit as well. So talk about first about the Molar Express.
Yes, the Molar Express. I love the name. There was actually a contest for this program, and it's in the North Country in New Hampshire. It's a mobile dental van. It's a dental fit-up, as they call it, where the dental equipment is inside the truck, and they can move around from one community to another and make sure that they are seeing folks who have no transportation or have no access to dental care. So it's focused totally on rural areas of New Hampshire. And we've helped fund their dental equipment, some of their supplies. We invited them to our company one time several years ago, and that was a lot of fun, actually having a tour of the van.
Now, we fund some of the equipment part of it, but who are the very generous dentists and hygienists that must staff it, right?
Yes, it's my understanding that there are several volunteers who are involved, depending on the location.
Great. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Dental Sealant Coalition. Dr. Mills, Shannon, who I've had on the show many times, has talked about how the Sealant Coalition has been relatively successful. It's in Concord, Loudoun, Penacook, Pittsfield, and Webster. I know we had a role in that, and it continues to meet at 2 Delta, I think, mm-hmm. at night, right?
Yes, we have a major role in making sure they meet on a regular basis. They use our space, and they enjoy our space. They also have a forum once a year, and they use the space at our conference area. And also, it started very small, one school, then two schools, then three schools, and they are so well known now that it's my understanding that they are asked to speak at some of these national organizations and meetings and forums, just showing how successful they've been. And sealants, of course, as Dr. Mills will tell you, are critical for children.
I also want to comment that we do a lot of this in partnership with a lot of other organizations. So, for example, we have helped sponsor Savings People's Smile Dental Center and the Ronald McDonald Dental Van. Of course, Dr. Earl Simpson, I want to give the lion's share of credit to. But that's an example where sometimes we take the lead, like the Easter Seals Dental Center in Manchester, where we are the lead. Other times we're a secondary partner. But don't you feel, Kathy, that the success of many of these programs is when it's more than just the Delta Dental Foundation. There's a passionate person involved in the organization, and then other organizations help contribute.
I agree. It's the champions that really make the program successful.
And when we look at giving out grants, we're often looking at to make sure that the organization has other grantors beyond the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation. So we have a few moments. So what would be the website? Would they go on our standard website, anydelta.com?
Yes.
And then look for the foundation.
Philanthropy and walk through it that way. Otherwise, feel free to call.
That's Kathy Walker, 223-1307. 223-1307.
Thank you,
and
Tom.
On the philanthropy, by the way, there you'll see when you go on our website, you'll see a foundation section and then sort of non-oral health-related philanthropy.
Correct.
So you'll see
mm-hmm.
that. You'll also see the podcast of all these radio shows that we do. So Kathy, thank you. I know you see enough of me Monday through Friday, but thank you for coming in this weekend, and I'm so happy that you've been with me for 2 decades. You've really helped the company grow and be very mission-sensitive, and thank you for being a great colleague.
And thank you, Tom.
All right, Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.